KBCR News, I'm Yvette Walker. This is IE Latino Voices, where we invite representatives from Latino-led and Latino-serving organizations to share their stories and their impact in our region. Joining me today is neurosurgeon Dr. Yvette Marquez. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Marquez.
Thank you for having me. What an honor.
The honor is absolutely mine. Please share how you discovered that the study of the brain was for you.
A long time ago, when I was in third grade, there was a science fair. And at that science fair, there was a Play-Doh constructed brain. And I was standing next to my mom, who mentioned that it was really fantastic. And I think I was hooked, and it just clicked. My parents said, you know, there are doctors that work with the brain. And then I just started telling everybody, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And I had parents that were a yes at every corner, at every turn.
Dr. Marquez, what are you seeing today in a majority of your patients that you are treating?
The reality is that I get called when patients are under the most dire of circumstances, right? When there's bleeding into the brain. And when people hear neurosurgery, they think, oh, that's the person that takes out tumors, or that's the person that works on the spine. But what I see time and time again when I'm on call is a young patient, 30s, 40s, 50s, with a hemorrhagic stroke secondary to hypertension, high blood pressure. And so it is so imperative that we start teaching every community, and especially our community, that 120 over 80, anything beyond that is hypertension. And the reality is that we should all own a blood pressure monitor at home and, you know, really take our medications and strive for a really healthy way of living. These are things that are preventable.
Absolutely. And so when you see this in younger populations, what do you perceive the causes to be?
It's multifactorial for sure. More often than not, high blood pressure stems from obesity. It stems from unhealthy practices, which include things like drug use, methamphetamine use, cocaine use. These are drugs that weaken the arteries in our brain and make them quite vulnerable to bleed when there are pressure abnormalities. And so if you have a blood pressure that's not controlled, or in fact, if you're young enough to think that you don't have a blood pressure issue, and in fact you do have one, you take these drugs, and what happens is that eventually you'll have an episode of hypertension that creates bleeding in your brain. And so that's what is really unnerving.
So Dr. Marquez, as you mentioned, knowing our numbers is so important. Mm-hmm. What are some other factors that the community can glean on to prevent or minimize hypertension, or the factors that can lead to these hemorrhagic events?
So one thing is definitely having a primary care physician, ensuring that you go to your visits on a yearly basis and find out where your blood pressure lives, right? And the other thing also is ensuring that you know what the average weight is for somebody your age and your height. This idea that we don't have a say in our health is outrageous to me. We have a say in our health. We have a say in how we treat ourselves. We have a say in everything.
What can you share with women that are listening to this that are interested in pursuing a career in healthcare?
I think the most important thing I can say is that you matter. Your dream matters. And it is imperative that women go into medicine, because your patients need to identify themselves in their doctor. I've mentioned this in the past, that currently in medical schools, there are more women in medical school than men. And unfortunately, after medical school, there aren't that many positions in medicine out there for women, with that ratio where there's more women than men. And so I think it's time to shift that.
Absolutely. And for those people that are looking to connect and want to learn more about how you can help them, what is the best way to do so?
So I am in private practice. I'm affiliated with three hospitals. San Antonio Hospital in Upland is one of them. St. Bernardine's here in San Bernardino is another one. And then the last one is Pomona Valley Medical Center in Pomona. I have my own practice in Rancho Cucamonga. But the most important thing is tell your primary care physician if there's any sort of issue, whether it's back-related or whether there's like a significant migraine that they're experiencing, that you need an MRI and imaging. Once you have any sort of scan or image that shows an abnormality, this is when patients are able to come to me.
Thank you so much for sharing your incredible story and your journey with us today, Dr. Marquez.
Thank you so much for having me. What an honor.
My guest today has been neurosurgeon Dr. Yvette Marquez. Join us again next week for IE Latino Voices. You can find this story and others on our website at kvcrnews.org/IELatinoVoices. IE Latino Voices is produced by KVCR Public Media and is funded by generous support from San Antonio Regional Hospital. Here for life. For KVCR News, I'm Yvette Walker.